The unwinding of social security protections in many countries since 2010 has contributed to increased poverty and social exclusion. It's a phenomenon that is widespread amongst developed and developing countries alike, according to the latest World Social Protection Report released by the International Labour Organization on Tuesday. According to the report, as many as 122 countries, including 82 developing economies, have in recent years been contracting their social protection budgets. Isabel Ortiz, director of the ILO Social Protection Department, says it's a trend that can be traced back to the financial crisis of 2008.
Fiscal stimulus plans were launched between 2008 and 2009, and we estimate that social protection was about 25%, a quarter of all the fiscal stimulus plans. The problem comes after 2010, and then most world governments start embarking into fiscal consolidation policies. In the report, we present that a large number of countries are adjusting their expenditures by doing reforms to their welfare systems, including pension reforms and adjustments to the healthcare systems. A significant number of developing countries are phasing out subsidies, eliminating them, and also cutting the wage bill. And this means the number or the salaries of health, education, and other social workers, civil servants in general, that are very much needed for human development.
Such fiscal contractions have contributed to increasing poverty rates in many countries. Children, particularly, are at risk. According to the report, child poverty increased in 19 of the 28 countries of the European Union between 2007 and 2012. ILO Deputy Director General Sandra Pelaski, speaking at the launch of the report, noted that currently only 27% of the global population has access to comprehensive social protection. This despite access to social protection being recognised in the 1948 Declaration of Human Rights. Quite apart from the arguments of principle for social security coverage, there is a sound economic case to maintain support for such programmes during times of economic difficulty. The lessons of the last decade have caused a re-evaluation of policy, according to Deputy Director General Pelaski.
Well, I think one of the things that we have seen is that the fiscal consolidation, which was undertaken by a number of governments, actually led to double-dip recessions. So that, at a minimum, one can say it was too soon. If we look at the lessons of history, where a slack in private demand can be addressed by expanding government demand for a period of time until the private sector can get its momentum, its sea legs, its momentum back. Clearly, the sense of timing was off there. The cutbacks came too soon in terms of public budgets, in terms of public stimulus, and we saw double-dip recessions in a number of countries. Even beyond that, I think that the withdrawal of stimulus, the over-ambitious and too soon fiscal consolidation is a key factor in explaining the slow growth patterns that we're seeing around the entire world now.
Not all countries have been reducing benefits. The report notes that China has achieved nearly universal coverage in old age pensions in recent years. Brazil, other medium-level economies, and even some low-income countries have been expanding their social protection. Reporting for ILO Radio in Geneva, this is Pete Foster.